Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Police officers have shot a man who was reportedly wielding a knife early this morning in Astoria, Queens. Our Amanda Alexander has the story.
Chief of Department John Shell says the man was emotionally disturbed and had 2 prior run-ins with the NYPD. The responding officers giving verbal commands the 61-year-old man didn't listen to.
So as you can imagine, it's fast when he's hectic. We drop the knife, trying to keep our space, trying to keep him contained. But like I said, at some point he advances on our officers and we have to defend ourselves.
Now the officers attempted to tase him, but it didn't work, so they shot him.
He was removed to a local hospital and succumbed to his injuries.
Shell says why the tasers didn't work to be determined, but the officers did fire multiple times and are currently being treated for tinnitus. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the 114th Precinct.
The helicopter company involved in that deadly crash in the Hudson has been shut down.
The FAA says New York Helicopter Tours is shutting down its operations immediately. In a statement, the agency says it's launching a review of the tour operator's license and safety record. New York Senator Chuck Schumer is calling for additional safety measures.
I'm also demanding that the FAA increase what are called ramp inspections at other metro area helicopter companies.
He says dive teams are still searching the water for a missing rotor and gearbox.
That's Wendy Gillette reporting. A family of 5 from Spain on a sightseeing tour died in that crash, as did the pilot. The cause is still being investigated. Some residents in Bushwick, Brooklyn are growing concerned about the dwindling pigeon population in Maria Hernandez Park. Resident Tina Pina tells 1010 Winds she's worried the birds are being captured to be sold for sport.
I noticed that the flock was getting smaller early. It was April 2nd. And then I think that was a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It just kept getting smaller.
Neighbors have contacted police and are asking residents to report suspicious activity. And another bird is causing a stir, this one in Manhattan. Some residents on the east side have reportedly seen a wild turkey strutting around Sutton Place. It was last seen Sunday morning by East 56th Street. Last year, a wild turkey named Astoria was spotted in the city, but it's not known yet if this is the same bird. Staten Island and the Bronx are home to wild turkey flocks, but sightings in Manhattan are rare. An online gambling scam to warn you about on Long Island. The owners of Jake's 58 Casino are warning residents not to fall for a website that's offering gamblers an easier way to play.
We've had at least one patron say that he had lost money on this scam. She's working with her credit card company to get it back.
CEO of Jake's 58 Casino, Phil Boyle, says people have already fallen for the scam website that claims it's affiliated with the casino.
They did quite a good job of the scam. You use a picture of our casino with our name, saying it's affiliated with Jake's 58. And it's not just us. It's also other casinos around the state that we've been informed this same group of bad actors are doing the same thing.
He says it's illegal in New York State for online betting of games like blackjack, poker, and slot machines. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
And a 22-year-old man was stabbed to death overnight in the Corona section of Queens. The NYPD haven't confirmed it yet, but it appears the man was in a dispute over a bicycle when he was stabbed. Cops say it happened right after 1 a.m. this morning, right by the Junction Boulevard 7 train station. Police say an arrest has been made and charges are pending. An out-of-this-world mystery came crashing into a New Jersey business last week.
An unidentified object slamming into this auto repair shop in the middle of the night. The fireball tearing through the building, leaving a gaping hole in the roof, smashing into the workspace below. Despite the destruction, there's no sign of the actual object that caused the damage. It comes just months after hundreds of drones were spotted in the skies across New Jersey.
What the heck?
The sightings shutting down airports and sparking conspiracy theories.
That's correspondent Allison Kosick. The origin of that object is still under investigation, but no injuries have been reported. Officers in the NYPD's new Quality of Life Division have just hit the streets.
Officers in five precincts have been reassigned to respond to 311 calls and other quality of life complaints focusing on noise, illegal parking, homelessness-related issues, outdoor drug use, and aggressive panhandling. The pilot begins today in Manhattan's 13th precinct, the Bronx's 40th, the 60th and 75th in Brooklyn, and the 101st precinct in Queens. Their progress will be tracked by a system similar to the NYPD's CompStat. QStat will analyze precinct response to 311 complaints and aim to identify neighborhoods susceptible to chronic quality of life conditions. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.